This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Pastor John F. Hanna is a husband, pastor, speaker, and author who has impacted thousands of lives through his ministry, prayer, and dedication to service. The foundation for his pastoral passion is rooted in his love for urban youth and teaching others how to grow their relationship with God through prayer. Pastor John F. Hanna is the founder and lead pastor of New Life Covenant Church, a non-denominational, multicultural church on the south side of Chicago. Presently, the church has grown to more than 20,000 members, including online membership. Pastor John F. Hanna lives in Chicago, Illinois, with his wife of 26 years, Anna Hanna, who also serves alongside him.
You just waiting on the right timing, and you go.
TTC, let's all rise to welcome the ministration of Pastor John F. Hanna.
But it is 44.7% Nigerian blood. So I'm your brother from another mother. Can you all do me a favor? Can you just give me an air hug if you don't mind? I love that. I feel sorry for the team. They worked so hard to get the video together. So if you want to get the sound together, we're going to let you do it because you worked so hard. If you didn't get to see it, you should just go on social media and see it. It's an amazing video. Listen, yesterday we talked about how God is so into us that He knows our voices. You can never get to the point that you become frustrated or tired thanking God for what He's done for you. Every time He does something for you, He steps back to hear your response. Come on. Let's back it up with scripture. Let's back it up with just one scripture. Remember when He healed the 10 lepers? And the Bible says, but only one came back. And Jesus asked the question, were there not 10? In other words, where are the other 9? Never let Him wait on your praise. It should automatically, the moment that your eyes pop open, thank you. The moment that you climb out of your bed, thank you. The moment that you walk inside your house, thank you. The moment that you feel good in your body, thank you. The moment that you realize you're in your right mind, thank you. When you realize everything that He brought you out of, thank you. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Do me a favor, have a flashback. Think about where He's brought you from. Think about how He continues to bless you. Lift your hands, open your mouth, and let your sound reflect your life. Whoa! Come on, let your sound. We give you glory. Clap your hands and release a praise right there. On your way to your seat, let's prophesy. Turn and tell 3 people, tonight is my night. Can I get a little bit more in the monitors if you don't mind? Tonight is my night. Prophesy. Tonight is my night. You can be seated. Tonight is my night. I honor the Lord for this opportunity, and I don't take it lightly. I am honored to be here, and I am honored to be with a man of God who's sensitive to the Spirit. So I honor you, man of God. Can you all do me a favor? Can we celebrate Pastor Sam? We celebrate you. We celebrate you. And I celebrate your wife. celebrate you. I want to make sure I say this right. I go a lot of places and I don't see wives that stand with their husbands. And I honor you for taking the pressure that goes with that seat. I honor you. I am a man. I've been married. Come February, it'll be 30 years. I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have the right woman in my life. I couldn't do it. And to see everything that God is doing with you, I'm grateful that your warfare is not in your house. And I pray that God continue to send ministering angels to your house. That your house be your haven of rest. That every time you both lay down, that angels strengthen you and protect you. The Bible says that he gives his angels charge over you. I pray that he release a fresh batch of angels, that your ladder will be greater. That what used to be difficult, God will begin to make easy for you. Come on, let's release a praise on them for them right now. You can be seated. Okay. Get your Bibles. Let's go to Genesis 7. Genesis 7. You guys are so not American. Thank you. The fact that you guys get here at 5:30, we could never do this in America. Last night we got out of church at 7:30. That blew my mind. That would never happen in America. I was at a conference in Lagos that they were in there for 7 days. All day. That would never happen in America. And I was like, God, why do you keep exposing me? He says, I keep exposing you to put a greater demand on you. So I'm here not just to pour, but I'm here to receive. If anything I could ask of you all in Africa is never lose your sound. There's a sound here that God is releasing over the world, and it's coming from Africa. You have to hear me. Even those of you all that God has called into prayer, please, I beg you. Sometimes you all want to be so much like Americans when America need to be like you. So I beg you, don't lose your sound. Don't lose your sound. Your roar in prayer, your roar is like it trembles the earth. And for some of y'all that are young, I need you to tap into that sound. But it is your culture. I want to speak to you today about what the grace to shift, change a culture. And for many of you all, hear me clearly, the pulpit is not big enough to hold everyone. Then many of you all, your purpose is bigger than the four walls of the church. That God's going to send you to the world. And I pray that many of you all already have your passport. Because when your name is called, we need you to be ready to move immediately. For many of you all, you waited long enough and the runway has been cleared that God is about to release you because you're bigger than your city. You're bigger than your state. You're bigger than your church. The world is ready to receive you. In this night, I'm going to have you saying certain things because as you speak it, it begins to activate. In scripture, the Bible says that when Samuel spoke, his words never hit the ground. Whenever it spoke, it hit the atmosphere. And I want you to begin to open your mouth and declare, God's about to release me to the world. Come on, say that again. God's about to release me to the world. Come on, say this. I'm a game changer. Come on here. Come on, open your mouth and say, I shift atmospheres. So I want to just talk to you real briefly, and we're going to go through this in Genesis 7. And we're going to read out of the NIV, and we're going to read in Genesis 7, beginning at verse 1. The Lord then said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animals, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate. And also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, a male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Tonight I want to talk to you all because I need you to understand your impact. That God has literally given you everything you need, listen to this, to shift culture. Let's define what culture is. I had them to put it on the screen. Culture means the customs. Can we put it on the screen? I sent you the notes. The customs, the arts, social, come on, institutions and achievements of a particular nation, people, and other social groups. I'm going to read it again since they didn't put it on the screen. You change customs, you change the arts, you change social institutions, you change achievements of particular nations, people, and other social groups. God will always release a plan over some people when he want to change a culture. Let's go a little further. God has a plan and a will for a culture. Touch your neighbor again and tell him you're a game changer. Tell him you will change customs. You will change the arts. If you pay attention, and I need you all to hear me. So let's talk about what we see in America over here. Americans are flying over to tap into your arts, your African beats. I went to an art display and I saw a drawing of a man. Is this Fela? Fela, who created the African beats. Your rhythm is making it to America. That everybody now wants to hear the beat coming out of Africa. Listen to this. You are now having art collectors to fly into Africa to seek out different artists who now take their artwork back to America and expose them to the world and charge thousands of dollars for their artwork. You have to hear me now. I was not in the original plan to change the culture in Chicago and in America. I could point to a gentleman that the hand of God was on, that he was the one in Chicago that was supposed to drive that thing. He decided that he didn't want to do it. Just because you decide that you don't want to do it does not mean that God won't do it. Come on, lean in for a few minutes. Watch me. It's almost like Elijah. When he told God, I quit. I don't want to do this anymore. The moment that he quit, he said, okay, now get up. I've already found your replacement. And I came to let some of y'all know you're about to get more than you even thought that you were going to get because somebody told God no. This is why last night I kept telling you just say yes, Lord. Because he's about to make your dreams your reality. Come on, lift your hands and say yes, Lord. Come on, let's talk. So here I am called to change culture in Chicago. So when I started flying to Africa, and I need you to hear me, I had been to Peru, I had been to Norway, I had been to Australia to preach, and I kept saying, God, I want to go to Africa. He would not let me come to Africa until the pandemic came. He shut the earth down to clear the airways for me to fly in. Come on, let's talk.
I get over here, listen, and my church has just opened. We built a church in the middle of a pandemic. In the middle of the pandemic, when the earth shut down, God literally gave us what we had been waiting for. He did not give it to us when everybody were getting their keys. He made us wait and put everybody on hold so that when he handed us our keys, everybody could see this is nobody but God. You have to hear me now. So when I fly over here, something starts shaking. When I was building my church, the Lord said to me, you're not just going to build a church. You are going to bring the arts back to Chicago to change the culture. You're bigger than the pulpit. There's more on your life than just preaching the gospel. Your oil will be traced to different areas. Oh, God. So when I fly over here, I tell them, take me to an art gallery. I don't want to go where the expense. I need to see the regular people that are creating the art. I start walking. I went to, in Abuja, I bought some art. In Lagos, I bought some art. In Ghana, I bought some art. So I got this new church. And the Lord says, now, what you're going to do? All the art that you bought, you're going to make the lobby area of the church a art gallery. You are now about to expose inner city kids to art that came from Africa. There's some of you all sitting up in here. Your creativity is about to make room for you. Your uniqueness is about to blow your mind. Your gift is about to open a door that no man can shut. You've been waiting on it to happen in Africa, but God's gonna make it happen around the world. Why? Because he is sovereign. He is God. Do me a favor. Touch three people around you and tell them you're a game changer. Your sound is gonna be heard around the world. Your music is going to be played around the world. Your business contract is about to bring your name up and send you around the world. Your dreams are about to feed you and your family. Come on here. He's literally going to bring your name up. You don't have to run behind anybody. This is why I keep telling you, when I count to three, you say your name. Your name goes into the atmosphere. God lets an angel grab it and take it where it's supposed to be. I don't care what your gift is, your skill is, your talent is, your business is. On the count of three, release your name. One, two, three. John Hanna. Let's go. So in our church, there's a wall of art that goes down a long hallway, and it is called the Wall of Lagos. So every time they walk the hall, they'll get to see Africa. Tomorrow I'm leaving to go back to a local art gallery place to buy more art, because when I get back, there'll be another wall called the Wall of Abuja. Come on. What am I doing? I'm exposing the world to you. Come on, y'all. So there'll be a wall of Lagos, there'll be a wall of Abuja, there's a wall of Ghana. And these are people, quote unquote, who are not famous yet. But as I begin to expose them, God's about to enlarge their territory. I wish I was in the room with some spiritual people. And some of y'all, you sitting up waiting on somebody to do you a favor. God told me to tell you, he's about to do you a favor. He's about to visit your journal. He's about to visit your vision wall. He's about to interpret your dream. He's about to open a door that no man can close for you. He's about to hook you up. He's about to do what nobody else can do for you. Why? Because you are a children of faith. Watch me. Children of faith don't wait until it happened to give God a praise. Before he even does it, we open. Have a seat. So I wasn't the person. I wasn't the person. But because somebody told God no, he was looking for a yes. Because someone told God no, he was looking for a yes. And I've lived my life to tell the Lord, yes, your will be done. My degree will not limit me. My background will not hold me. People will never shut me down. Because God's going to be glorified out of everything that I do. There are people that will have more education than you, but they don't have the favor that you have. So let's talk. God monitors a culture to see when he's ready to shift. If you look at the screen in Genesis 6 and 5, the Lord saw how he's monitoring a culture. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on earth. This is God monitoring a culture. And that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. And he looked at the thoughts and the hearts and saw that it had no room for him. And he decided, I need to shift this culture. God responds to the shift, the culture. How does he respond when he's ready for change? Can I show you this? Genesis 6 and 6. The Lord, here's what messed me up, regretted that he had made human beings on the earth. And his heart was deeply troubled. The Lord is having some regrets. And he's troubled because he's not being glorified the way that he wants to be glorified. We're so busy pushing ourselves that we're not pushing God. We're so busy taking credit for things that we really couldn't do without God. And God wants to know, who could I trust that when they compliment you, you won't take the credit, but you'll make sure that everybody knows, no, to God be the glory. For every, when I let you graduate, when you know that you're not that smart, will you still give God glory? When I give you favor on a job, you won't stick your chest out and think that you did all of that, but you know that nobody did it but God. Those of you that know that the favor that is on your life, that nobody did it but God. I just want to clean the room and make sure that I'm in the room with people who are ready for their shift and for their next. We know that you're ready if you can thank him for what he's already done. But how can you thank him for what he's going to do and you can't thank him for what he's already done? But if you look back over your life and you can see that this was nobody but God, you owe him a worship right here. Allow me to take a worship break, if you don't mind, and give you an opportunity to clean the slate up. Maybe because some of y'all have become kind of arrogant or stuck up. But those of you that know that nobody did it but God, I'm going to start the year off by saying thank you for what you've already done. Come on, y'all, lift your hands right here, and for the next 5 seconds, thank God for what he's already done. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So who's he going to use to shift it? Who's he going to use to change it? Who's he going to use to bring a difference in the atmosphere? Who is God going to use so that he can be glorified on the earth? I believe in the power of prophecy, if you don't mind. And I don't just say this just to say this, but I need you to obey me. I need you, this is a lot. I need you to go to 7 people and I need you to tell them, God's about to use you to shift the culture. God's about to use you to shift the culture. God's about to use you to shift the culture. God's about to use you to change music. God's about to use you to change the church. God's about to use you to change the arts. God's about to use you to change politics. God's about to use you to change education. God's about to use you to change worship. God's about to use you to change your city. God's about to use you to change your family. God's about to use you to change your culture. Come on your way to your seat. Tell somebody and tell them, you got it. Sit down. You got everything you need. Have a seat. Let's break it down. So he's regretting and he's troubled. He wants to clean it up to start over. Who is he going to use? Who he chooses to shift the culture? Who does God use to shift the culture? He looked at certain characteristics. You could find them in Genesis 6, verses 8 and 9. Number one, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Let's talk about favor. Favor does not match your education. Favor does not match your bloodline. Favor doesn't even match your history. Favor is what God put on you that don't make any sense. Come on here. In other words, who would have ever thought that you would be able to do what you're about to do? Watch me. Even you can't explain it because you're shocked just as shocked as everybody else. As a matter of fact, you know that you don't even deserve it. Okay, y'all, I believe in the words of prophecy. We're going to prophesy for a few minutes. Touch someone on your right and your left and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored. You are blessed and highly favored. Have a seat. You're blessed and highly favored. You're blessed and highly favored. You got favor on your life. You have favor on your life. Doors are going to open because of your favor. Opportunities are going to be presented to you because of your favor. Contracts are going to be signed because you got favor on your life. Come on here. Before you walk in the room, your favor going to go in the room before you. And let every demon in hell know, sit down. Favor's on the way. Come on. Ready? Have a seat. So number one, we know that he has favor. Number two is the Bible says that he is what? That he is righteous. He is a righteous man. I want to explain something because sometimes when you read the word righteous, you think that he was perfect. Righteous does not mean perfect. If you go to the next line, I can show you something. It says he was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. He was righteous, but at the same time, blameless. We don't know his weakness. We don't know his issue. God covers his shortcomings and his fault. He is blameless among people because even in his weakness, he has discretion. You know what I say? He's not flaunting his weakness around everybody, saying, well, everybody has an issue. No, he is humble enough to know that even in my weakest point, God, I need you. And I don't boast about my shortcoming. I don't boast about my fault. As a matter of fact, it makes me know that I need you. How do we know that he wasn't perfect? When he gets off that ark, the first, second thing he did was that he built a vineyard and he got drunk. The Bible says that he was so drunk, he was butt naked behind the veil. And some of y'all, nobody needs to know your weakness. Nobody needs to know your shortcoming or your fault. As a matter of fact, your circle is smaller, bigger, on dependent upon your weakness. Because everybody can't handle your weakness with your favor. I'll say that again. Everybody can't handle knowing your weakness and knowing that you favored. As a matter of fact, every time you fall and get back up, it blow your mind that God continues to use you for his. You know what I don't like about church people? You want to sit here like you perfect. You want to sit here like you don't have a weakness, a shortcoming, or a fault. But some of y'all, it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. It might not be as big as somebody else's fox, but you got a fox. Come on here. And I don't like the way some of y'all sitting there like, there's nothing wrong with me. Can I tell you your issue? Pride. There's nothing wrong with me. Can I tell you your issue? You a liar. Okay, calm down. I'm sorry, I had a moment. Okay, let's go. So he found favor in the eyes of the Lord. He's a righteous man. He's blameless among the people of his time. Here's the fourth one. He walked faithfully with God. He walked faithfully. It wasn't an every other day walk. Every day he got up, he was faithful. Every day that he got up, pay attention, he was consistent. Consistency is the key to a shift. Because if you're not consistent, the moment that you catch a little hail, you'll stop doing what God called you to do. And I came to tell some of y'all, please listen to me, be not weary in well doing. Your due date is closer than you think. You are key to the shift. Ooh, lift your hands and worship God. No music. For a few seconds right now, that he counted you worthy enough to put you in the number to bring about a change. Come on here. You're going to change the church. You're going to change the city. You're going to change your family. You're going to change everything that's connected to you. Give me 5 more seconds of you worshiping for the change. You've been graced for this. 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 You're prepared for this. You're ready for this. Everything you went through prepared you for your next. Lift your hands and open your mouth and close your eyes. You're ready for this. You're prepared for this. You are ready for this. 2023 is about to be your takeoff year. Give me 10 more seconds of you worshiping God, because there's about to be a change, but it won't change without you. He can't change without you. This is why he brought you through every piece that you've been through. This is why you survived all the hell that you've been through. You have been prepared for such a time as this. Give me 5 more seconds of worship. I need to hear the young adults worship God just a little bit louder. I'm putting a greater demand on y'all. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You ready? You ready? You ready? You're ready. You are ready. You are ready. You have been prepared for right now. 5 more seconds. 5. Your fashion line is about to be released. Yeah. Shadando Zaya. He mama Masaya Montando. Yeah, your business skill is about to be called to the table. You're about to get the first contract, but it's going to be a one that's going to blow your mind. I need. Yeah, Yondo. Saya. Granda Rabosa. Come on. Your grace for this. Your grace for this. Have a seat. I got to explain your grace. Have a seat. I got to explain your grace. For those of y'all that take notes, I'm going to need you to write this down, because pastor's going to ask you to list them tomorrow. Number one, your grace to hear. Number two, your grace to build / create. Your grace to hear, your grace to build or create. You have been graced to see the impossible. Your grace to endure. You're going to make it out of every storm you go through. And number 5, you're graced to trust God. Let's say them again, then we're going to walk through them real quick. Number 1, your grace to hear. Number 2, your grace to build / create. Number 3, your grace to see the impossible. Number 4, your grace to endure. And number 5, your grace to trust God. Let's talk about here. You ready? In the same chapter, God speaks to Moses alone. You will not have to hear it from anyone else. God is about to give you clear instructions. I bind every witch and every fortune teller that you've been going to. I clear your ear gates so that you could hear the Lord speaking to you.
I clear every negative word that you've heard about you. The devil is a lie. We pull down every lie that's been spoken into your spirit. And we call you from up under the word curse. And we put you under the word that God is about to speak to you. Come on here, touch your neighbor and say, you've been graced to hear. So if you go to verse 13, this is what God says. He says, so God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to this. 13b, I am surely going to destroy. You don't have to do what I'm going to do. I am telling you what I'm going to do. I'm lifting the weight up off of you in certain areas because you don't have to do it. You just need to hear what I am going to do, what I tell you to do. In 17 and 8, I am going to bring floodgates. Floodgates. What do you mean? Listen to me. You're going to hear things that have never been done before. If you study the scripture, it had never rained on the earth. So here God is saying, I'm going to send rain. If you study the scripture, the water actually came from the earth, like a sprinkler system coming from the earth. But now God said, with how I'm going to do, it's going to be something new. And some of y'all, you're going to hear some things that have never been done before. Watch me, watch me, watch me. And you don't have to do it. You just need to be available for him to do it. Come on, y'all, lift your hands and say, yes, Lord. Come on, tell him again, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here it is, here it is, here it is. Verse 18. But I will establish my covenant with you. It's going to be with you. I don't have it with anybody else. When I send you into the boardroom, my covenant is with you. When I send you into certain churches, I'm going to bless the church because my covenant is with you. I'm going to bless the city because you live in the city. I'm going to cover the neighborhood because you live in the neighborhood. I'm going to cover the classroom because you are in the classroom. I'm even going to bless everybody on your row because you are sitting on that row. Which means that why? Because my covenant is with you. And when you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it because I have relationship with you. Lift your hands and tell the Lord, open my ears. Give me the grace to hear. Give me the grace to hear. You ready? Let's go further. Unless you have the grace to build. You have the grace to build. You have the grace to build. In 6 and 14, so make yourselves an ark. An ark? You're asking me to build something that there's no blueprint to. You're asking me to build something that there's no full plan. I'm going to give you the plan to do it. So make yourselves an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms. Make rooms. Make rooms. Make rooms. It's going to be bigger than the house you're living in. Come on, y'all. Please pick up what I'm saying to you. Come on, pick up what I'm saying. He's about to enlarge your territory. Okay, make rooms in it and coat it, protect it with pitch inside and out. Because when I put you in something, I'm going to make sure that there's no leakage. I'm going to coach you from the inside and the out. And I don't care what's going on the outside. It'll never get on your inside. Come on here. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. He says, the ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits high. This is a lot of instructions. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening one cubit high all around. Put a door in the middle of the ark and make, watch the levels, you're going to have a lower level. You're going to have a middle level and you're going to have an upper deck. You're going to have a lower level, you're going to have a middle level. This is what you're going to build. And you're going to have an upper deck. So if the Lord ever get on your nerves, I need you to go to the middle deck. If you get tired of being on the middle, go ahead on upstairs to the upper deck. If you get afraid to height, come on back downstairs. What am I trying to tell you? Everything your feet tread upon, I'm about to give it to you. You're about to build something that's going to blow everybody's mind. I'm only talking to those of you that know that you are creative. Wait. Let's talk about creativity, if you don't mind. Let's talk about creativity. I have always been this creative person. Like, creative person. You got to hear me. Even when I was in my 20s, when I was teaching Sunday school, I could read the Bible and just see things totally different. I could see how I was going to preach it. I do something called illustration sermons, and nobody was doing illustration. I could just see things different. And one time I got up when I was in my 20s,
20s and I was teaching Sunday school, and I brought in an illustration of some pills, and this pill is for that. And the mother of the church is sitting there looking at me, and she starts shaking her head. And she walked up in front of everybody and took my illustration and threw it on the floor and said, "Just teach the Bible." I went and told my pastor, "Your mama just went off on me." He started laughing. He said, "Do me a favor, John. Never allow anybody to clip your wings." He said, "When a bird has feathers, you might have some dead feathers. They can pluck the feathers. That's only going to make you fly better. But never allow anybody to clip your wings." And for some of you all, your creativity, the way you see ministry, is different from everybody else. The way you see your city is different from it. The way you write, the way you draw, the way you dress. Do you understand that your vibe is different from everybody else? The way you wear your hair. One day you got it up here. The next day you got it back here. The next day it's over here. Nobody knows what you're going to come in the room looking like. But I need you to keep your swagger. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Those of you that know that you got swagger. Older people, let me teach you a move. I'm going to need you to move like this. Look at somebody and say, "I need you to keep your swagger." Hey, keep your swagger. Hey, keep. Hey. 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 I got an old school over there. Sheila. Hey, keep your swagger. Hey, keep. Your swagger, hey, keep. Your swagger is where your money is. Your swagger is where your blessing is. Your swagger is where your contract is. Your swagger is where your favor is. But on your way to your seat, let's prophesy. On your way to your seat, let's prophesy. Touch three people and say, "I need you to keep building it. I need you to keep creating it. I need you to keep creating it. I need you to keep building it." Have a seat. Let me walk. I'm a son. I gotta walk for a minute, if you don't mind, because some of y'all have begin to lose your swagger. So he flew some swagger all the way from the United States to wake up your swagger. Because what's in you is too great for you to allow anybody. How you gonna let somebody take from you what they didn't give you? Come on, y'all. Come on. Lift your hands and worship God for a few seconds while I walk. Orebe bashatada bosa. Randada basiki ondo da bose, rosso torrebe, batata da masiki ondo. Come on, just a few more seconds. Open your mouth and worship God. You still got it. You still got it. You still got it. It's not dead. It's still alive. Give me like 10 more seconds of you worshiping. Of you worshiping. Let me over here. Of you worshiping. I wake up your gift. I wake up your talent. I wake up your skill. I wake up your uniqueness. Come on, tell the Lord yes. Come on, tell the Lord yes. Everybody that know that you're different, lift your hands and worship God. Rosoto rebe shake. Roto rabababa shaya. Give me just a few more seconds. Just a few more seconds. You will create. You will build. 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 You will create. You will change your city. You will change your environment. Your labor
is about to pay off. He that is great among you, you've been a servant, and God is about to pay you off. Open your mouth for a few seconds and worship God. Few more seconds. Glory. Glory. Arise. Arise. Take off your grave clothes and come out of your dead place. Because what was dead has been called back to life. Give me 5 seconds of worship. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep a worship on your lips, but take your seat. Keep a worship on your lips, but take your seat. Keep a worship on your lips, but take your seat. Keep a worship on your lips, but take your seat. Keep a worship on your lips, but take your seat. Era shake. Grandada mama 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 mama. I pull off your dead feathers so you could soar for the rest of the year. Your grace to hear. Your grace to build, create. I need you to get this last point, this third point, because some of y'all, he's all in your face, but you're not seeing him. It's like God is doing jumping jacks. Here I am. Here I am. I need you to see me. I need you to see me. Come on, he's about to grace you to see. Come on, you're going to see how he's been providing for you. He has been your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. In Genesis 6, he says, you are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and put it up. Store it away as food for you and your family. There are a lot of people that are going with lack, but God has been taking care of you. Those of you that know that he's your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Come on here. You don't even make that much, but God take the little bit that you do make and make sure that you lack nothing. Come on here. Come on. Open your mouth and say, I see you as my provider. Number two, I'm going to need you to begin to see that some things are beginning to fall in line for you. Things are beginning to align themselves. You haven't been paying attention. Certain things are falling in place. What do you mean? Come on, go to Genesis 7 and 16. The Bible says, the animals that God had told him, please listen, he didn't have to go catch them. He did not have to sweat. The animals going in were male and female. And every living thing as God had commanded Noah. Hear me clearly. He didn't have to catch nothing. Everything he needed began to fall in place. And the Lord told me to tell you, pay attention. Things are about to align themselves to go with what he has promised you. Oh my God, y'all not hearing what I'm saying to you? You're not going to have to lower your standard to get the money. God's about to send you a sponsor. Oh, come on, open and say, everything is aligning itself. Everybody I need is falling in line. Everything I need is coming in line. Come on here. He's about to turn my no into a yes. Come on, say that he's about to turn my no into a yes. So you're going to see how things are beginning to fall in line. The third thing that you're going to see is you're going to see the protection of God. You're going to see how he is covering you regardless of what's going on. The Bible says, verse 16, then the Lord shut him in. He closed the door. Verse 12 said, and the rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Hey, drummer, do me a favor. Hit that bottom drum real hard for me. Hit it again. Hit it again. Noah's in the ark, but he keep hearing this. What's that? Dead bodies. People who didn't get in the ark. Yep. That's one of your family members because they didn't believe in your God. Do you notice? You're still alive. Destruction is around you. But God is not letting any of it get on you. Negativity is around you. But because you've been, you watch me, don't forget, you coated that thing. You coated it in prayer. You coated it in worship. You coated it every time you came to church. You coated it in fasting. Therefore, certain things can never get to you. I'm going to play this again, and I need you to think about everything that tried to get to you, but God blocked it. That's depression. That's rejection. That's rejection. That's molestation. That's family. Those are friends. That's your job. That's your city. That's your haters. That's everything that's been trying to get to you, but it cannot have you.
Do you see how he has been protecting you from danger seen and unseen? Ooh. I am in Chicago, and they say the gun violence is off the chain. But I came to let you know I'm in the ark of safety, and a bullet has never been shot in my direction. If they shot it, he sent it in another direction. And I need those of you all know that the devil desired to sift you as wheat, but God has been protecting you. I feel a praise right here, if you don't mind. I feel like we need to tear this ark up for 1 minute. I feel a praise coming. Why? Because God has been your protector. On the count of three, just release the loudest praise you got. It's on you. Let your praise reflect your protection. One, two, three, go. I see God. I see God. I see God. I see God. He's been a provider. I see God. He's been a protector. I see God. I see God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No hurt, no harm, no danger came near my children. Every parent, open your mouth and release a praise for your children. Covered your mind. The devil wanted to take your mind, but God protected your mind. Release a praise right here. Go, 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 go. Rock this boat. Rock this ark. If you're on the first level, if you're on the second level, if you're on the third level, wherever you at, everyone stand. Everyone stand. I call out, and you know that God has graced you for it. I need you to release a praise. If you've been graced to hear some certain things that nobody else can hear, if you've been graced to build something, create something, and you know that you are a creator, if you've been graced to see the impossible, can I hear your worship for 5 seconds? You're gonna make it too. You're gonna make it.
You've been graced to endure. Look at me. Because you're in the ark won't mean that you have to go, you won't go through some things emotionally. I need you to hear me. Can you imagine the sorrow that tried to get on him on the ark? Because he had family members and friends that didn't make it. And some of y'all, the enemy has been trying to strike you with grief. But God's about to shield you right now. You won't feel that thing the way you used to feel it. Can you imagine how uncomfortable it was to be in that building, that ark that was rocking? And for some of y'all, I need you to hear me, you've had a season of being uncomfortable, but you have been graced to endure it. Anybody else would have jumped ship, but you're still here because you've been graced for it. Can you imagine the irritation that went on inside the ark? Because you got these people in this ark and there's nowhere to go. Some of y'all, it's your house that irritates you sometimes. But God has graced you to put up with everything that's going on around you. Come on, lift your hands and say, I'm graced to endure. Lift your hands and say, I'm graced to trust God. Can I show you something? So he builds the ark and he shuts them in. There's no steering wheel. There's no steering wheel, which means that wherever it takes him, he has to trust God. You don't control this. I trust you, Lord. There's no steering wheel. And some of y'all, watch me, you are known to be a control freak. And that is what's irritating you. Because you don't control this. All you can do is throw your hands up and say, I trust you, Lord. Come on, lift your hands and say, I trust you, Lord. You've been graced to trust God. You've been graced to trust God. Can I give you one last revelation? When the ark settled, it did not settle in a valley. It settled on a mountain. So when the Lord opened it, I need you to see everything that's about to be yours. Come over here. Some of y'all are irritated right now. Some of y'all are frustrated right now. Some of y'all got some questions on your mind. But I need to hear you. I need you to hear me clearly. Hold the music 1 minute. Okay, so I need you to hear me. Allow me to testify. So I'm 59. He did not let me pastor until I was 40. I was in a church for 19 years. And it was so comfortable for me. And I was in prayer and in the scripture, he says, get thee out of thy father's house and from among thine kindred and go to a land that I will show you. I said, what do you mean? Just step out? Yep. Where am I going? I'll show you once you step out. And I tried to steer this thing and go to certain churches. He's like, this ain't your house. Get out. This is not where I'm going to settle you. I tried to go to certain places, and they didn't treat me right. Because when you got favor on your life, you got to make sure that you don't land around unfavored people. You ready? Let's talk. So he sent me to a Puerto Rican community, to a gentleman by the name of Wilfredo de Jesus. That don't even sound black, do it? I do not know how to speak Spanish. All I know is, ¿cómo está usted? Bien, gracias y tú. But you put me in a church, and me and my wife are the only blacks in this church. Can I tell you how I knew that I had settled? When I walked in, he said, I see what's on you. I see what is in you. It doesn't intimidate me.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to plant it and watch God get the glory. You are about to float into the presence of somebody who's not intimidated with your glory. Nobody that's intimidated with your gift. Nobody who's scared of your future. If you know that I am talking to you, lift your hands again and say, "Yes, Lord." You ready? So when I landed, I thought I was only going to be there for a couple of years. And he said, "John, I'm not going to plant you until you get a shepherd's heart. You have an evangelist's heart, but you don't have a shepherd's heart. And evangelists feed people one way. Shepherds have to smell like sheep. When you're an evangelist, you drive in and drive out. But when you're a shepherd, you have to learn how to walk among your sheep and build a relationship with them." It took me 4 years. 4 years. And I came in one day and he said, "You're ready now. Go find your spot." He released me to go find my spot. I found it. He paid my first 3 months' rent. He bought my first sound system. He took me to the bank. He opened up my first bank account and told me, "You're on your own. You have served long enough and you have everything you need that God's about to release you." I need y'all to hear me today. You have no choice but to trust God. Come on, lift your hands and say, "Yes, Lord." If you look at this screen, I want to show you Genesis 8 and 1. But God remembered Noah. And for some of y'all, you've been floating long enough that he's about to remember your name. You ready? Listen to me. And the Bible says, and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent the wind over the earth and the waters receded, which means that God is about to prepare your February, your March, your April. What is this happening? Everything that was blocking you is rescinding. It's backing up. All you have to do is show up in March. All you have to do is show up in April. You ready? Listen to this. And I know you're tired of standing. Listen, one last thing I'm going to say. He planted me. When he planted me, I want you to hear me clearly. Because I went through all of this, I had to build it. I had to float. And it landed. And he told me. And he released me. Within 1 year, and I was 40, I felt like I was too old. I felt like, "God, you got all these other people that are younger than me." He said, "But because you waited, what it took somebody to do in 10 years, you're going to do it in one." I need you to hear me. He said, "Now tell me, what word do you want to stand on?" I stood on the word, and he added it to the church daily. I said, "God, every service we have, I need you to validate it with somebody becoming saved. Every time we open the door, whatever service we have, God, I need you to open the door and let somebody get saved." Hear me clearly. Within 1 year, pay attention, we became a million-dollar ministry. I need you to hear me. There's a cash anointing on my life. And God brought me in the room with you all because he's about to release cash. Okay, calm down. Okay, I get too excited. Ready? Listen to me. So in 1 year, the church blew up. In 2 years, it kept getting bigger. We moved from one location that seat 300. We had to go to a building that seat 700.
We were in a school, renting a school, and the Lord said, now, save $1 million. I saved $1 million, and then I got a fax saying, there's a church for sale. I walked in the church, and it was 5 other pastors looking at the church. I walked up on the pastor and said, excuse me, are you the pastor? He said, yes. I said, I have cash. He said, everybody, I need you to remove yourself from the building. I came to let you know what it is. The earth is about to yield what belongs to you. I'm going to say that again. The earth is about to yield what belongs to you. Up your faith. We bought the church. Ready? Listen carefully. We bought the church. We paid cash for it. We walked down the street and saw another building. We paid cash for that. We walked down the street and saw another building. We paid cash for that. And people started coming from it without. People were lining up in the streets like they were going to a club. But they were only coming for Jesus. Wait. I put $1 million in the building to prepare for us. I was there for 7 months and the Lord said to me, listen carefully, are you committed to the building or are you committed to me? If you're committed to me, follow my instructions on what your next move is going to be. I started arguing with God, but I've only been here for 7 months. He said, and you've completed your task. Now get ready for your next. Okay, I feel the prophetic coming. I need you to do me a favor. When I tell you to say something, you have to hear what I'm doing. I'm having you to release that on somebody's life. Don't hold back on releasing what's on their life. Do me a favor to your right and your left. Can you tell them he's prepared you for your next? So I had to go and I found a school that the auditorium that seat 3,000. And I had to rent an auditorium that seat 3,000. We had to set it up every day at 5:30 in the morning and break it down. I had to hire, I went to a shelter and got some homeless men and hired them to come set up, break down. But we were doing it for his glory. And he kept adding to the church and he kept adding to the church and he kept adding to the church. Because what you ask for, he's about to give it to you. Come on. I'm only going through this to build your faith up. You ready? So we start having services in a 3,000 seat auditorium. We would go to the one that seat 1,000 that we own. We would do a 7:30 service there. We would drive to the next location at 9:30. Do a service there. Do an 11:30. Do a service there. Do a 1:30. At that same location. Watch me. And then the Lord said, now, I need you to prepare because I'm about to make the earth yield what belongs to you. Lean in. He said, now go back to where you first bought the building and I need you to look to your left. There's nothing but vacant houses on this side of the street. I need you to buy every vacant house because Chicago told you you could never build in this city because there's no room for you. But the earth is the Lord's. Hey, I need you to build somebody's faith up. Tell them the earth is about to yield what belongs to you. Tell them again, the earth is about to yield. You ready? So he said, buy every vacant house. I bought that house. Hold on. I paid cash. I bought that house. Hold on. I paid cash. I started buying houses so fast. People started knocking on the church door and started saying, do you want to buy my house too? Because when you start the movement, God starts adding to it. And some of y'all, because you come in this week, it's about to start your movement. It's about to start your takeoff. It's about to blow your mind. Open your mouth and release your praise right here. Go. Your grace for this. You're prepared for this. You're ready for this. Your grace for this. You're prepared for this. You're anointed for this. Then give him praise. Then give him praise. Then give him praise.
So the conclusion is, the city told me you'll never be able to build here because there's no land for you. We bought every house. We bought every vacant lot. We bought every business. We even bought land from the city. And when I went to go buy land from the city, they put a high price tag on it. And I went and told the mayor, I'm not paying that. And he says, then Reverend Hannah, you tell me what you want to pay. And I need some of y'all to be ready to answer quickly. You cannot go home and pray about it. The Holy Ghost has to speak to you immediately. Why? Because you have the grace. You ready? So when you come to Chicago, you will step into the belly of a promise. Because you're standing on the land that the devil said that we could never have. But we were graced to go through everything that we went through. Hear me clearly. I was in prayer and the Lord said this to me. You have been blessed financially. I need you to send back to the ministry that planted you every month 10%. So for every month, we were sending $85,000. A couple of times we sent $100,000. To the point that even right now in my ministry, we'll be 19 years old. For 19 years, we've sent over $50,000 every month. What am I trying to say to some of you all? Money would not be your issue. Money will not be your issue. I have to close. Lift your hands. And I'm going to have you to do something. Because the moment that, I want you to hear me. The moment that Noah stepped off the ark, the first thing that he did was he built an altar. And if you read it, I can show it to you right here. In verse 21, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, which means that he can smell your worship. I hear the Lord say, I want to smile. And I don't know about you, but I want to make you smile. Can he pick up on your worship? Every dreamer. Hold on 1 minute. As a matter of fact, every musician, put your instruments down. Hey, cameraman, I won't move again. Set your cameras because I'm going to need you to lift your hands too. There's about to be a sweet aroma in this building. Hey. Those of you that believe that God has graced you to be who you are and do what you do, open your mouths and begin to worship God. Yes. Yeah. Every business owner, open your mouth. Every degreed person, open your mouth. Every creative person, open your mouth. Every man, open your mouth. Let us see. Few more seconds. Sometimes I'm weird. He'll let me sense his presence. Sometimes I smell the anointing. To God be the glory for the grace that's being released. Come on, Africa. You're changing cultures. Yay! Yay! We give you glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful, mighty, excellent, holy, magnificent, sovereign, all-powerful God. We give you glory. We give you glory. The God that is full of grace. The God that is full of grace. Ever loving, ever kind, ever merciful God. We give you glory. Come on, I'm almost done. Glory to God. Sire, send a wind in this place. Let the waters recede. Yedamba Sire Masanda. And the glory of God be upon you. That in these next few days you will feel a rush of grace on your life. Favor is about to hit you like a tsunami. Keep a praise on your lips and stand. Keep a praise on your lips and stand. Reach over, grab a neighbor by both hands. Shift. 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 Grab a neighbor by the hand. Shift. No soldier will be left behind. Shift. The supernatural is about to happen in your life. You're about to see miracle signs and wonders. You're about to see how God is beginning to open doors and align things for you. You're about to see the provision of God. You're about to see everything which you were closed into is about to be open. Shift. And when you come out, you're going to come out with power. When you come out, you're going to come out with the glory of God on your life. There's about to be another level of glory released on you. Your gift is about to go to another level. Your talent is about to go to another level. Your drive is about to go to another level. Your finances are about to be increased. He's about to enlarge your territory. Your gift is about to become better. The glory of God is... On the count of three, we just gonna shout glory. And the weight of God is about to hit this building. Hold that hand. Don't you let me go until we get a breakthrough. Sheke Ratarabasaya. On the count of three, we're gonna shout glory. One, two, three, glory. Four. 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 Fall. Fall. Glory. 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 Fall. 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 It's in your prayer life. Fall.
Besheke, Rosoto, fall. Fall. The glory of God be on you. The glory of God be on you. The glory of God be on you. Receive the glory. Receive the glory. Receive the glory. Receive the glory. In spite of your age, receive the glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha! Hey, we gotta go. On your way to your seat, test three people and say, glory! In the back, there's another level of glory. 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 Release your praise in the back. Ho! Ho! Glory! Glory! Come on, y'all, we gotta get out of here. Hug somebody on your way to your seat and just say, glory! Let's say glory. Have a seat. Glory. 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 Come on, we're leaving. Glory. Glory. Come on, we're leaving. Let me walk through your worship. Lift your hands in worship. Come on, just a few minutes. I know we gotta go. Come on, I need to hear worship in the back. There's something special back here. There's something special back here. There's something special back here. Open your mouths and me hear your worship. Open your mouths and me hear your worship. Can I walk through here? Can you let me through here? Can you let me through here? Can we let you through here? He sent me to you because I saw your worship. And he told me your worship is where your breakthrough is. The Lord is looking upon you. You're the apple of his eye. And he's paying attention to your worship. I hear the Lord say, I need your worship to go to another level. Because your answer is in your worship. In this back, open your mouths and worship God a few more minutes. Just 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 a few more minutes. Can you let me through here? Come on, let me through here. Come on, let me through here. Just let me through here. Let me through here. Let me through here. I came for you. I canceled every word curse. I cancel every negative statement that's been spoken about you. I call you out of the opinions of people. I call you out of the opinions of people. And I call you to be comfortable who God has created you to be. I pray that God toughen your skin, that you could handle the warfare that you go through as a young man. I cancel every thought of death, and I decree and I declare that you shall live a long, healthy, anointed, prosperous life. Let me through here. Hey guys, I need to hear worship. I need to hear worship. I need to hear worship. I flow in 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 worship. Come on, I flow in worship. I flow in worship. Just a few more seconds, and I'm going to turn this mic over. But y'all the one that told me you wanted me to be empty when I leave here. So I'm just going to go a little harder. Come on, touch my hand. Ooh-wee. You are so different. But I need the oil to be applied to your difference. I need you to seek the Lord that his oil be applied. You're so different, but the only thing missing, I just need to increase your oil. So the same oil on my life, I want it to be on yours. Come on, just hug me. Just hug me. I need you to come on. Give me a big hug. I pray that while you squeeze me, oil get on your life. I pray that you get everything that God has for you. I come against every negative environment statement. I cancel every attack of the enemy. You're so special that the enemy wanted you dead at a young age. But I decree and I declare, hear me, lady, you are a survivor. You will help young women. You will help young girls. You will help them in the name of Jesus. And the oil is on your life. And the oil is on your life. Let's go back this way. Can I hear worship? Cut music. Cut music. Let me hear worship. Open your mouths. I need to hear worship.
They have to touch my shoulder. That the same financial oil that is on my life, I'm going to pray that it get on theirs.
Come on, I need to hear worship. Something's about to be released. Something's about to be released. Something is 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 about to be released. What was difficult is about to be made easy. What was difficult is about to be made easy. I hear the Lord say, I'm giving you access. Ho! Shoto rabba ba 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 ba. Come on. Come on. So I need you to hear me. I just want to be obedient. Pastor Sam is going to state a certain amount. I don't know the amount. Allow me to follow the Holy Ghost. As the leader of this house, he has to release the amount. Those that give that amount, I have to touch you. Because the same financial oil that is on my life, it will be on yours. Hear me clearly. You will be a sponsor for kingdom. That whatever the kingdom need, you will always have it. He's not blessing you just for you to get stuff. He's blessing you to be a blessing. Lift your hands and say, yes, Lord. He's going to channel money through your hands. Come on, say, yes, Lord. He's going to channel money through your hands. Somebody's going to begin to pray for a financial blessing, and God's going to use you to be the answer to that prayer. Come on, say, yes, Lord. Say it again, yes, Lord. What is it, Pastor? You tell us. I sense strongly in my heart. My wife and I are also going to do this because I want what God has done in this man of God's life. And this is the year for me to do this. And I know there are many of us here who are moving into that this year. There are some of us here, 10 of us, who want to say, Pastor, I'm going to be putting in the seed. I love Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. The Lord your God will bless you 1,000 times more. I want those of you that want to stand with my wife and I to say, God, we're giving $1,000. We're giving that quickly. Come. This is not a fundraising. You're giving 500. Also come. You're giving 3. I mentioned that to you yesterday. 2, 1. Whatever your level is, quickly come. We don't have time to waste. Those of you for $1,000, quickly come. Pastors of churches.
You will touch my shoulder. Please, and say the same God. Quickly touch my shoulder.
Some of you are about to build what you've not built before. Quickly come. Quickly come. Quickly come.
Same God.
Quickly
come.
Quickly come. Quickly come. Quickly come.
Same God.
Quickly come.
Same God.
Just know what you're coming out to do today. Just know what you're coming out to do. You're coming with $100. You're coming with $500. $1,000. Even more.
Same God.
Some of you are about to take on grace that will be transferred to your children.
Same God. Same God. Same God.
Somebody was hearing, I kept buying, I buy, I buy. It's real.
Same God.
There's a grace that makes it happen.
Same God.
And for those of you that are used to, people are watching me online. Find a way online, wherever you're watching from around the world. There are multiple accounts we have. If you can't find the one on the church to use, you can use, they will display the wise and different accounts. Any account you can use, make sure you tap into that now. Some of you are about to be debt free, mortgage free. Some of you are about to build houses. Some of you are about to buy houses.
Same God.
Whatever God is putting on your heart.
Same God.
Please, I know this. This is not. We are not here to play.
Same.
We know what God has done in some of our lives.
Same God. Same God.
Good God Almighty.
Same God.
Please, as you come, tell the Lord what you want to accomplish.
Same God. Same.
Somebody saying, Pastor, I don't have it here right now with me. You have between now and tomorrow evening to redeem your pledge.
Same God.
Please, if you're not coming, don't just come out. If you're not ready to do that, no need to come out. Nobody's putting you under pressure.
Same God.
But if you're doing it, you want to do it between now and tomorrow evening.
Same God. Same God. Same God. Same God.
Please, as you come, begin to speak to God. Begin to speak to God. Tell God what you want God to put on your life. What kind of grace do you want to live here with?
Same God, same
what
God.
What kind of grace?
Same God, same God.
For the pastors, same what God. Kind of, you just heard same somebody God. Moved into a city, no sponsor.
Same God, same God, same God.
Glory be to God.
Same God.
Glory be to God.
Same God.
Everyone watching online, you have an opportunity to do this. Details will be put on the screen. Please find a way to quickly do that now, wherever you're watching from around the world.
Same God.
Find a way to quickly make that transfer now.
Same God.
For the rest of us, can you just stand to your feet and begin to say, Lord, I receive grace. Please don't move out of the building. Don't rush out of the building. Everybody, just stand to your feet.
Same God. Same God.
And just begin to speak to God and say, God, I carry grace this year to do extraordinary things. Just go ahead as the man of God keeps praying for the people. Just go ahead. Everybody out here, just begin to speak to God.
Same God. Same God.
Mention that thing you're releasing to God and say, God, I release it. Some of you are about to travel out of the country and you're saying, God, open the doors of the nations. And you want to go and prosper in the nations. Why don't you send the seed ahead of your arrival?
Same God.
Somebody saying, God, as I plant this seed here, I go over to Canada. I will not have to beg. I will not have to borrow. Somebody saying, Lord, as I move to the US, I will not have to borrow. I will not have to beg.
Same God, same God, same God.
Speak to God, speak to God, everybody.
Same God.
The same God who has done this will do yours.
Same God,
Now as you go to work, as you go to put your hand to work, pursue your business, sudden dimension of grace will begin to find expression like never before. I don't know who you are, but the Lord is saying, build again. Build again. Build again. Build again. Somebody, God is telling you, buy it again. Buy another one. Build again. Oh my God.
Wow. You have more people? Same God. I'm good. I'm waiting on something. Come on, everyone, say, same God. Come on, say, same God.
Same God.
Come on, say, same God.
Same God.
Hand me my bag. I can see you. Okay, you got it? Come on, say, same God.
Same God.
Come on, say, same God.
Same God.
Come on, say, same God.
Same God. My God.
So, when I was on the altar, I have one more assignment, and I'm out. And I have a flight tomorrow. There was a short lady over here. Where's she at? She was Rose. Come here. Yeah, you. Come here. So, I don't know you, but the Lord said that he... Where's she at? Come here. This is an illustration for some of y'all because sometimes you feel like they don't see me. Sometimes you feel like, you know, everybody's taller than me, bigger than me. I'm unseen. And I was walking and the Lord said, pay attention to this one and listen for my instructions for her. I said, okay. So we raised an offering. He says, now reach into your bag and you're to hand her $300. I don't know what you need. I don't know financially what you've been praying for. But the Lord told me to come and to sow a seed into your future. So I worship the God that you pray to. So I am giving you 300. Pastor's giving you 200. So you're walking out of here with $500 American cash.
Pastor, you need to hear this. She's just applied for her master's.
Oh!
And this is exactly the money she needs.
Shut up!
Same God.
Same God. Those of you that believe that God will hear your prayer, release a praise to the same God. I love you all. Pray for me as I travel back to America, and I'll see you when I come back.
Listen to this. She needs to do a master's program. She doesn't have the money. But how many of you know that this girl has served in this church? How many of you know this girl has served? This girl and her sister have not only served this church, they have served families. She could not afford the money, Pastor Hannah. He's been like a mentor to her. And was just telling me now that her father had to sell his land. The total proceed from his land was only able to raise 2 million. And they are still in need of about, Chinasa, how many was still left? How much is left? Yes.
How much is that in America?
2 million is about, 2 million is about 3... Huh? About $4,000.
Touch it and say, paid in full. I have my church to send you $5,000.
finish. What he started, he gonna finish. What he started, paid in full. I have my church to send you the $5,000. I'm out of here. Come on, JB and Danny. Let's go. Everybody say, paid in full. I need you to release it on your neighbor. Because he's no respecter of persons. If he did it for her, he did it to build your faith up in the building. I need you to turn and prophesy to somebody and say, everything is being paid in full. The door of your ark is about to be opened. And you have access. Release a praise right there.
Come on, everybody. We have another. Please hold on, everybody. Stay where you are. We have this little girl. The mother says, she says she also wants to give $100. God bless you, sweetheart. Somebody just, oh God. Wait. All of you standing.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.